Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A fellow North Texas Mean Green, maybe, actually I'm going to say it, the most underrated receiver in this coming NFL draft, the great Jalen Darden hopping on with us now. Jalen Kaw, my friend, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Man, dude, we're doing really well. You are on with two fellow North Texas Mean Green, myself, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo as well. We went to North Texas together. It was really, really fun watching you play out there at Apogee and Denton. How have things been going for you as you have been prepping for this NFL draft process?
Everything has been good, kind of just taking a step away and kind of just focusing on myself and being able to learn from the things that I can correct.
Jalen Darden with us here on 105.3 The Fan. So what is where have you been local here when it comes to working out? I know a lot of the guys in the draft are working out in the Frisco or Fort Worth area. Have you stayed local for the process?
Yeah, definitely. I was in Frisco working out. I just came back to my hometown, Houston, to work out for a couple of days and see my fam. But I'm definitely going back to Exos in the next week or two.
How grueling has the interview process has been? I know it's been all through Zoom, but are you just meeting with different teams like seemingly every day?
Yeah, it's pretty normal. Just getting on Zoom, getting to know each other and things of that nature and answering the questions they want to be answered.
What's your least favorite part of the process, if there is one?
Really, I'm enjoying it all because, like I say, a kid from where I come from, this is not normal. This is rare, so I'm kind of just enjoying the process and kind of taking it day by day.
So, Jalen, I don't know how much you're aware of this, but if my research is correct, you're looking to be the first North Texas Mean Green selected since 2004 when Cody Spencer was drafted by the Raiders. That's the longest FBS drought. Do you feel any added pressure from us North Texas Mean Green fans? We're looking at you to try and snap this streak, man.
No, sir, because at the end of the day, I only can control what I can control, and that was my play on the field, and I think I did a great job with that. So everything else will take care of itself with God putting his hands and covering me.
Do you pay attention to the mock drafts or what some of the scouts and the media are saying about you leading up to this process?
To be honest, not really. I'm kind of just keeping my head down and working on what I need to work on to be able to be 100% and be able to come into the organization and get them everything right away. That's more so what I'm focused on. Everybody else can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, I got to go out there and play football.
Do you think the because there's always been a stigma on, you know, small wide receivers, the prototypes, the 6'3", 6'4" guy. You know, then you see you got Antonio Brown, you got Tyreek Hill, you got a ton of guys out there now that are smaller, that have been really, really great in the NFL. Is that stigma, you think, completely gone, or does it still kind of stay there a little bit with an undersized receiver?
I think the game's changing now. It's more so how you play and how you get open and things of that nature. How can you help best fit a team, if that makes sense? I'm more so kind of see Antonio Brown and Tyreek Hill as the game changers because they're kind of giving us opportunities to be able to come in the NFL and make an impact right away. So I definitely shout them guys out because the stigma is kind of changing now for smaller receivers because of the way we're being used and the so-called, they kind of label it gadget players. So I definitely shout out to them. They're kind of changing the game and kind of helping us get our foot in the door, if that makes sense.
Has there been any particular NFL wide receiver over the last couple of years that you've studied a ton and have tried to model your own game after?
Yeah, but it's not the Tyreek Hills and the Antonio Browns. It's more Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, Calvin Ridley. I like Tyler Lockett. I like Cole Beasley. I like receivers like that. They're getting in and out of their break. No discredit to Tyreek and Antonio Brown, but I kind of see myself in more of those guys I just named.
Now, Jalen, we always hear during the draft process these teams like to make you uncomfortable during the interviews and throw wild questions at you. Have you experienced that a little bit?
Nah, to be honest, no, sir.
Okay, very good. Now, there's been we've heard, because we've interviewed a couple of these a couple of draft prospects, and they've talked about some of the tests that they put you through. Each team, like, have you experienced this? Each team gives you like some like almost an IQ test of sorts. Have you done a couple of those?
Yeah, I've done a couple. I guess it's just to see how you fit in their organization, and they kind of trying to pick out the things that they like the most about you.
Talking with former North Texas Mean Green wide receiver Jalen Darden here as he gets ready for the NFL draft starting just 2 weeks from tonight here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Jalen, have you talked at all with the Cowboys leading up to this?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about was there was a pretty cool video that Beyond the Green put together of you that came out, I think it was about 6 months ago. And one of the things that was featured in there was, of course, your relationship with your father and kind of the struggles that you dealt with his health issues. I think it was your freshman year at North Texas. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of open up with us a little bit about that and how that impacted your experience during your college career?
Yeah, so my freshman year going into North Texas, my dad had a heart murmur put in his heart. His heart was kind of giving out on him. He was in and out the hospital. When I was going back home in the summertime, we would walk to the store because that's what we normally do. He couldn't even make it. So it was kind of getting serious. So throughout my time being in North Texas, I was just going back and forth from North Texas to home to make sure that I could see him as much as I can and to make sure that he sees my face and I spend as much time as possible with him. And then going into my senior year, the summertime of May, he ended up passing away. Well, it was kind of me having to pull a plug because his heart was filling out on him, and he was connected to the machine and things of that nature. So it was either he was going to be able to stay to that or I was going to have to pull a plug. And I kind of already talked to him and things of that nature, and we already talked about the situation. If it did come down to it, and I kind of just made the best decision for him and me. And I feel like it gave me a lot of adversity going into the season, but I kind of put that aside and kind of went into my Kobe mode, if that makes sense. RIP to Kobe as well, but I kind of went into my Kobe mode and kind of stayed focused on the task at hand, and I feel like I did a great job.
Jalen, now we are alumnus of the UNT, and so we have a lot of love and respect for what you're doing. We really appreciate your play on the field and getting to watch you. But is there anything, like, we spent as non-athletes, I mean, we spent a lot of time at Fry Street. How much Fry Street time did you spend out there when you were at UNT?
I really didn't go out like that, to be honest. Like, you can ask all my teammates, I really was a homebody. And then with dealing with what I was dealing with my dad and my family, I kind of wanted to stay to myself. That's just how I kind of cope and stay away from trouble and things of that nature.
Jalen, I don't know if you saw this story, but Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves, who was the number one pick in the NBA draft, they got a new owner, and he was asked what he thought about Alex Rodriguez being the new owner, and he said he has no idea who that is. Do you know who A-Rod is?
No.
I'm blown away. Like, this is okay.
This
All
is
right.
incredible.
This is incredible. Jalen, this is good.
This
RJ
is the worst
thought...
news for A-Rod, by the way. Like, A-Rod's ego is so huge. This is fantastic.
It is, because, I mean, RJ's like, there's no way Anthony Edwards doesn't know who A-Rod is, but you don't know who Alex Rodriguez is either. So this is you know, coming together. Now, Jalen Darden, North Texas Mean Green wide receiver with us here on 105.3 The Fan. If you are comparing yourself to maybe some of the other receivers in this draft class, and it's a loaded class, what sets you apart from some of these other dudes?
My mental aspect of the game. I feel like I'm very smart. I comprehend very well. I catch on fast. It's a lot that I put in going into my senior year to be able to help me produce the way I produced. That's going by learning coverages, being in the film room, my receiver coach, trying to find find ways to be able to get a step ahead, if that makes sense. So I definitely say my mental aspect. I already know God bless me physically to be able to go out there and do what I do. But if I'm more so be 100% mentally ready and I put that with my talents that God already blessed me with, it's kind of scary to kind of compete against me. So I definitely say my mental aspect.
Jalen, I want to take you back to Fry Street for a second. At least tell me you got to experience the greatness of the Crooked Crust Pizza.
Yeah, I'd had Crooked Crust before, but I wasn't really a partier, though.
Okay, all right, very good. No, at least you tried the Crooked Crust, because that is a staple. Anytime we go back to Denton, it's all about getting that Crooked Crust action. Now, I wanted to – oh, go ahead, Walchuk, his face just perked up. Pizza will do that to him. Go ahead, big man.
Pizza will, but what about Mr. Frosty's, Jalen, the burgers?
No, I haven't had that.
Dude.
I haven't had Mr. Frosty's.
We got to get you by Mr. Frosty's, man. That place is absolutely delicious. Now, I know you're probably on a diet, you're probably training, whatever it might be, but we're going to have to arrange a trip over there, okay? So next time all in Denton, we're going to do this together. Now, we've been giving every draft pick a chance here as we kind of wrap things up with you. But if Jerry and the Cowboys are listening or any NFL teams listening and you're representing North Texas Mean Green Nation here, why should a team select you, Jalen Darden?
Because of what I bring to the table. Like I said, my mental aspect of the game, I kind of pride myself on that. I know I can definitely go out there and do everything everybody else is doing physically. That's not a problem. Definitely because of the way I'm coming in and approaching the game as well, because you can't just come in and kind of be lackadaisical with the game of football. So I definitely say the mindset I'm coming in with it. And then I have a lot of motivation behind me as well. So who wouldn't want to go grab a kid with a lot of motivation that has a reason to play ball?
Absolutely. I love it, Jalen. Now, before we let you out of here, what's the draft night plans for you, the draft weekend plans? How are you going to be experiencing it?
I'm going to just chill with my fam. The reason why I say that is because last year around this time, I was just talking to my fam saying, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do this or this, that, and third. So I'm definitely going to soak all of this in with my fam because of the hard work I put in and the long talks we done had together. So I'll definitely be in Houston celebrating it with my fam.
Now, Jalen, before we let you boogie on out of here, you don't know who Alex Rodriguez is. Do you know who J-Lo is?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know about her.
Okay, yeah, so they're engaged, I think.
No, they broke up today.
They broke up today, dude.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, up today, yeah.
Like, this morning?
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
She's on the market, man. Jalen, we got a shot. We got a shot, Jalen.
On the market.
Yeah, I might have to go grab her. Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
My man, Jalen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Go Mean Green and good luck, man. Excited to see where you end up.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.